Brilliant win there, Mark Wilson. They just can't. Well, I don't think I can sum it up any better, mate, to be honest with you. You know, the Wildcats, you can see. It's a new lease of life. I'm seeing the chairman, Michael Carter, on the field here. I think he just shows you what it means to him now. And, you know, we all know that Michael's a great friend of ours and he's wanting the very, very best here down here at Wakefield. But one thing for sure, Chris Chester's turned this team around. You can see with the players, certainly just after the game here now, the way they're celebrating. But one thing for sure, that vision, that expression, that freedom to play, and as I say, the try what we've seen here from Tom Johnson, there won't be many, many tries scored like that here for many, many years. And you can just see the enjoyment of these players, Mark. It's delight to see.
A couple of the players have gone down the tunnel and they've been told, I think Finney, he's going to get a couple of the mascots, gearing up all the Wakefield players celebrating in front of the North Stand, and so they should. You get the feeling this could be a watershed day for the Wildcats.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I would imagine, Mark, after the game now, they'll sit down, the coach will be just saying to him, listen, it's all about consistency now with performance. We've seen here today that they can perform at this level, you know, because the Giants on paper are a decent team. They can perform at this level. Now it's all about consistency and performance.
It is indeed. The Giants troop off. They look a dejected bunch.
Oh, I tell you what, that self-belief there, the confidence is gone, the belief has gone. This is very much now hard work for Paul Anderson to start getting that confidence back for his players.
Yeah, the Wakefield team just walking down in front of the main stand. I don't think one Wakefield fan has left, have they? They're all in, they're enjoying this, and so they should as well. There's been some dark times for this club in recent times, but a fantastic performance from the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. Tom Johnson's try, the highlight of the afternoon. But some good rugby league being played, and as Danny Kerman was telling me yesterday, they've got plenty of bodies can come back in here. They go to Leeds on Monday. I tell you what, they play like this, I think they'll beat Leeds.
They'll fancy it. Don't worry about that. They will. These Wakefield players, they will fancy the Rhinos on Monday afternoon. There's no two ways about that. But no,
one worry there, England's got a bit of ice on his right ankle. How good was he today, Scully?
Oh, sheer quality and the forward pack. And again, mate, to be honest with you, it's like what I said, that we're witnessing their performances there. It's like all the individuals and all the individual roles as a team collectively, they're enjoying what they're doing. That's all credit to the new coach in Chris Chester. And it's been a delight to watch. We've not been down here Wakefield on too many occasions where we've seen this sort of atmosphere, have we? You know, and Hugh Johnson here, it looks as though he could go another 100 yards.
Well, I think if you told him the plane leaves at 5 o'clock, he'd be there, he'd be ready, hey, wouldn't he?
Let me just tell you this, if from an England point of view, if some of these wingers, you know, lacking a bit of form, he wouldn't let England down in England shirt, would he? Hey, he wouldn't let England down. He's outstanding. The heart of a lion. He's about 6 stone wet through, but I tell you what, he could play rugby league.
Well, what do they say? It's not the size of the dog,
correct,
is it?
Absolutely.
It's the size of the fight in the
great
dog.
And even the mascot there, Willie and Fino, what's the Wildcats mascot? I would imagine he'll be having a few quiet ones tonight.
I bet Richard Shaw. I might even have a blue wicked tonight on the back of that one. Fantastic win, Rich. Wakefield, full value for it this afternoon, my friend.
Well, I'll let you go off and speak to Mr. Chester and Mr. Anderson. It was interesting. I was reading the forums before the game, and it said Wakefield haven't got a top quality halfback, a top quality centre, and a top quality winger. Well, obviously, I haven't seen the game this afternoon, but it sounds like they've got a very good indeed winger in Tom Johnston. I wish we had shares in him.
Well, he gets enough mentions on this show, but hey, we totally like good rugby league. You know, McGilvery's there, to be fair. He's high-fiving a lot of the Wakey fire. I like that as well. Touch from him. Mm. But what I would say, you talk about they might not have quality this, quality that, quality whatever, but I tell you what they have got. They've got a team, and there is no doubting about them today.
How do you spell that?
Hold on, Scully. Go on, this is your big moment. Don't let me down.
Team, that's what Wakefield are, and the T-E-A-M.
Well done, son. Well done. Third time lucky. 36-22, full-time here at Bellevue. But what a performance from the Wildcats. Michael Carter with a smile on his face. We don't see that too many times. He'll be very pleased.
You go off and speak to the coaches. Gary's going to stick around. We may as well continue this conversation, Gary. And I guess, you know, I'm looking at the league table now. Wakefield go up into 10th above Hull KR, who, you know, obviously going to be bitterly disappointed with the result at lunchtime. But Huddersfield bottom of the pile. And, well, we can all talk until we're blue in the face about no one tipped Widnes to finish top and we tipped them to finish bottom or whatever. but which they aren't top now, of course. Warrington have gone above them. But Huddersfield, no one would have thought they would have been 12th. We would have thought they'd have been in the top four or thereabouts. But what's going wrong for Huddersfield? What's the missing piece of the puzzle?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, mate, people talk about a little bit of self-belief, but I just think the confidence is absolutely shot. And as I say, I absolutely praise what Paul Anderson said about them players last week, why the performance, what they did against the Catalans. To me, the players seem as though they're sulking. At the end of the day, the coach can only give what he sees. And last week against the Catalans, yeah, I agree with him. They gave him. Players may not like it, as we say nowadays, the way that they're pampered, you know, and they don't like the truth being told. So now it's up to these players as individuals and as a team collectively. They've got to find that confidence and that self-belief back, because if not, Richard, as we said in commentary, this is going to be a long, long season for the Giant players.
It's going to be a long season for them. Obviously, they've got to back up on Monday as well, of course, with the Easter Monday fixtures. And they take on Salford, who obviously beaten this afternoon by the Catalan Dragons. But you've seen them a couple of times this season. And Salford are... I know it's two defeats in a row for them, but they're looking, much better than Huddersfield at the moment.
Yeah, they are. But, again, so two teams. It's a must-win for both teams, certainly for Salford again, you know. Get their confidence back and try and cement that top eight spot or place in the top eight. But, geez, it's a huge game for the Huddersfield Giants. Cause, as I mentioned there, and when you mentioned it, we mentioned it in commentary, who would have thought at Easter time that the Giants would be at the bottom of the league? And, Paul Anderson, I'm sure, in the dressing room again, will be having very much hard words and then telling them players again, you know, that this performance at times is not good enough.
I know the old saying is you're supposed to beat the teams around you in the table. I didn't think Wakefield would have expected to be in the same place as Huddersfield, but that's a big win up to 10th. And that defeat for Hull KR this lunchtime, have you ever been in a game where you're 20 points up and lose? And why is it happening so often these days? We seem to see teams, I mean, Leeds last week nearly threw away a 16-0 lead after 12 minutes against St Helens. It's very odd at the moment, these teams losing big leads.
Yeah, it is a bit odd, but listen to the comedy with Deutsche there and Craig Murdoch, and they said, well, if we knew what that word momentum does, then, you know, they could ball it up, and we wouldn't be doing commentary, would we? We'd say that we'd sat in the Bahamas somewhere, as they mentioned there, but yeah, it's that momentum turnaround, and once you got on the roll, and not that roll, it just, at times, as opposition, when it's a against you, you just can't seem to stop it. And how you get that, maybe a referee decision or a bounce of the ball, and then you get yourselves on a roll. But it's a head scratcher for the coach, isn't it, because you seem to be in control and then all of a sudden, you know, you're on the back foot. But again, it's all about confidence. But one thing for sure here as well, Rich, is that it's been a great win for Wakefield, and as I've just mentioned, just in commentary from a point of view there, Chris Chester will be saying to his players, OK, lads, we'll enjoy this. They will certainly look forward to go to the Rhinos on Monday afternoon. But they can't get carried away, because it's all about consistency now. They've proved themselves that they're a good team, certainly what we've seen this afternoon. Chester's brought that, where the players themselves are expressing them. They're not playing ball at robotic rugby league, expressing themselves, got that smile back on their face. But it's all about consistency. What I've seen here this afternoon, well, geez, would you rule Wakefield out being in the top eight on this performance, mate? You wouldn't do, honestly, and you'd be delighted. What, Scoy praising Wakefield? You should be delighted with that, Richard.
Well, I am delighted. It's a fine and exciting.
And I tell you what as well, mate. One thing for sure here: the try what we've seen from Tom Johnson. You know, there has been some absolute legends who have played on this pitch here at Bellevue, and I can tell you, you know, from 90 yards out, he took there was nothing on whatsoever, but he backed himself. He danced around a couple of players. Excellent sidestepping, and then once he got to SimCity, thought, see you later, you're getting the big fender, then 60 yards sprinting to the line. We ain't seen too many tries out here at Bellevue, and the fans who have been here today, that will live long in the memory of all the fans, because it was absolutely sensational. And as I mentioned to Mark Wilson earlier, for England, if we were struggling for wingers, if wingers lose a bit of form, he wouldn't let England down, because he's about 6 stone wet through, Rich, right? He's about 6 stone wet through, but he's got a heart of a lion, an absolute heart of a lion. He's a delight to watch.
What is it about him? Is it the fact that he just I guess he's got the confidence of youth that he can just he sees the ground in front of him and just goes.
He just doesn't get intimidated. Honestly, at times as well, when he takes the ball up, he gets smashed in the forwards. Think, well, I'm going to have this skinny wing and I'm going to knock him about. But boy, he just gets up and does his job brilliantly. I didn't say he wouldn't look at our players honestly in an England jersey. He's got pace. He's got the heart of a lion. His vision, and I say his positional play is excellent. He's not frightened under the high balls. It takes the high balls very well. I'm really impressed by him. And the try we've seen this afternoon, well, it's one of the best tries that people will have seen at Bellevue for many, many years.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing it on the TV later. Wigan have just gone 24-6 up against St Helens. It's not the most exciting game, it has to be said. There were Leeds last night. I thought after last week, with the performance against St Helens, if we put aside their opponents' performance in that game, for the 60 minutes of the game against St Helens, Leeds looked back to where they were at times last season. But yesterday against Castleford, a team who'd been on a bad run of form, completely turned the form back on their head again.
Well, again, mate, it's all about consistency. But do you know what? I've been speaking to a few people about the performance last night with Leeds, and when they're playing to this structure, they don't look comfortable, do they? But then when they play the off-the-cuff rugby league and just sling the ball about with gay abandon, then they're more than seem happy with that. So I think for Leeds, we're talking about that leadership, we're talking about that organisation and making sure that there's some leaders on that field. But just at times now, the confidence with Leeds, that smile on the face is not there. And won't be for sure, Wakefield won't be frank going there to Headingley on Monday. But yeah, Leeds, they need to just play what they see at times, play with a bit more vision and awareness, and get that confidence back, because at the moment there's something missing.
Well, nothing to lose for Wakefield at all on Monday afternoon. The game we've got here live on Radio Yorkshire, 3 o'clock kickoff at Headingley for that one. Is it? I know, obviously, we talk about the qualities as players of the likes of Sinfield and Peacock leaving, but this cannot be used as an excuse, can it?
No, throughout the year, because they
knew last year those two players were going and the others who've left, and they've had plenty of time to readjust. Let's face it, there's plenty of leaders still in that lead squad.
Oh, there is. Yeah. And that era's gone now. And everybody knew for early last season that is gone there. But it's up to the players themselves to take on that added responsibility. Okay, yeah, Danny Maguire's been a huge loss. And, if Danny's back there on Monday, then that organisation, creativeness, what he's got in his game now, it'll be a huge boost for the Leeds Rhinos. But players as individuals, they've got to take more responsibility in their own individual performance, because at this moment in time, mate, it's not good enough.
Obviously, you haven't seen Warrington, but to go from 10-0 down and score 28 unanswered points, I think we can safely say now they are top of the Super League table, heading into Easter Monday, 7 straight wins. We have to say they are the real deal. People may question witness perhaps, but and without their talismanic halfback Kevin Brown today, obviously it showed perhaps what they were missing. But in terms of Warrington, and another from seeing the tries on TV, anyway, it looks like a good performance by Sandow again. They go into a game at Hull on Monday. That's going to be a belter as well. But Warrington, the real deal.
Yep, without a doubt. And as I say, the question was going to be, Kurt Gidley coming over at 34, and what's his attitude going to be like when his attitude's been absolutely spot on? As I say, you don't play in the NRL for as long as what he did in New South Wales and Australia. Yeah, so he's taking the pressure off Sandow. Sandow, again, as I've mentioned a few times now, his individual brilliance. That individual brilliance will be helped by the coach. Lets him play what he sees. Let him play with that vision and awareness. But, it's just the whole Warrington team, the forward pack's good, and the discipline at times, and the aggression. And they've got, quality players all over the park, and as I've mentioned, Curiel speaking about him, Matty Russell, Ratchford coming on there, so quality time, the real deal. And as you mentioned there, mate, it will be an absolute belter, because Hull coming back 20-0 down, and that will be a belter, Hull Warrington on Easter Monday.
It will indeed. Gary, we shall let you go and enjoy the rest of your Easter. I hope you badge your mark about your Easter egg. I'm sure you're still disappointing. Mind you, they'll be on sale on Monday in the shops. So I'm sure he'll get a couple then when they're on the
show. Well, he said quietly when Scoey, I'll see you about a Cadbury's cream egg. That's all I'm going to get from Mr. Wilson. But I tell you what, Rich, enjoy that try, what you see from Tom Johnson, because it's one of the best tries that's been scored at Bellevue for many, many years.
Gary, I look forward to seeing it. Gary Schofield, as ever, thank you very much, and we shall speak to you again soon.
Cheers, Richie. Thank you.
The legend that is Rugby League Hall of Famer Gary Schofield there at Bellevue, calling home a Wakefield win, second of the season, against the Huddersfield Giants.